Hey, Adele, how was the show?
Well, it was a delight, even though more pickleball.
More pickleball. We got two now.
Two now. What, the last one was all racket sports, kind of pickleball heavy.
Right.
What that does is that just lights up someone out in the ether.
Whose darkdom is specifically pickleball.
Whatever it is. And now it's Dar. Yeah. You know, sure. Of Dar and Peggy.
Sure, sure.
Lovely people, of course. And
she sent me your birthday present.
Yes, she sent you a frilly apron that you wore with just your underpants. And that was a lot.
Was it with just my underpants?
Yes. Are you pretending that you didn't have your underpants on?
I might be.
Anyway, we talked Dar Vendegna. It's very Italian. I know I'm saying
it's Vendegna.
Vendegna? I think you're right. But whatever it is, by God, we talked for an hour about pickleball.
Oh, is it great?
It is pretty great, and she wants us to play. She's teaching pickleball.
Really?
She's the pickleball representative for the...
It can be taught?
Oh, it has to be taught. It has to be carefully taught.
I thought it was just absorbed.
No, it was created by... It's a found sport. People had ping pong battles... Ping pong paddles, wiffle balls, and a weird badminton net.
Okay.
And they're like, what about this game?
And
they turned four different parts of a tennis court into four different pickleball courts. So there's a lot less running around.
Right, right.
And it's outdoors, and you can play doubles, you can play singles. And there was a lot of talk about the kitchen, which is also actually called the non-volley square. And then I was alerted that it is not a square. It is a rectangle.
A rectangle.
That's what I love about the Dark Forest. Just in case I thought that they didn't know. And when I say they, I mean Dar. She knows. She knows what a rectangle looks like, as opposed. But it was fantastic. It was really fun.
Yeah.
And it was super detailed. It was a lot more detailed about the game.
So we might actually learn how to play by listening to this.
Sure, you could definitely learn how to play by listening to this, because it had a lot of the rules, a lot of the...
See, I thought we just had
and
to, like,
strategy.
I thought we had to soak in vinegar for a long time before we could play.
Pickleball, she said there were several different ways that it got named. Wow, both of which...
Nothing to do with vinegar.
Nothing. Well, I know that they... I know what it was. It was the coxswain in crew. It's called the pickle. And so for some reason... One of the creators of this game was a rower, was a championship or, college crew person.
Yep.
And they like the word pickle.
Oh, okay.
The other thing is the dog might have been named Pickle. There's a lot of talk is what I'm saying, about why it's called pickleball.
All right.
Anyway, super fun episode, and people should listen.